Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. After 12 years on the run as Iraq's most wanted man, Itzhak Ibrahim al-Duri, Saddam Hussein's former deputy, was killed, according to top Iraqi officials. Edward Uranian reporting from our Middle East Bureau.
The veteran Saddam Hussein, loyalist known for his bitter and biting criticism of the U.S. and his trademark shock of red hair, was killed in fighting, according to top Iraqi officials. Wa'ad Jaburi, governor of Salahuddin province, told Iraqi state TV that it was almost certain that Duri was dead and that his body was being taken to Baghdad for DNA testing. Jaburi insists that the killing will have positive effects on the ongoing conflict in Iraq. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Here in Washington, President Obama and visiting Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi discussed the problem of migrants in the Mediterranean when they met on Friday. Italian police have arrested 15 African Muslims suspected of throwing 12 Christians to their deaths from a migrant boat in the Mediterranean Sea. Those arrested were from Ivory Coast, Mali, and Senegal. World Bank offering an additional $650 million to help Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone recover from the devastating Ebola epidemic. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says as long as one case of the virus remains, it is a threat to those countries and the rest of the world. The new World Bank data showing that Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone have lost $2.2 billion in economic activity. This is VOA News. The United Nations is launching a $274 million emergency appeal to provide life-saving assistance to 7.5 million people who are caught in Yemen's escalating conflict. Lisa Schlein has details.
The United Nations reports the conflict in Yemen has escalated significantly since Saudi Arabia began pounding Houthi rebels with airstrikes about 3 weeks ago. It says millions of people in 18 of the country's 22 governorates experienced severe shortages of fuel, food, water, medical supplies, and other essential needs. The spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says there is little escape from the fighting, which is widespread throughout residential areas.
Hospitals, schools, airports, and mosques have been damaged and destroyed across the country, and there are numerous reports of serious violations of human rights and international humanitarian law.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Obama said Friday that the United States and Europe should maintain sanctions against Russia until it implements a ceasefire agreement in Ukraine. He spoke after meeting with Italy's prime minister.
We agreed that the international community needs to continue supporting Ukraine with robust assistance as it pursues economic and political reforms. Along with our international partners, we strongly support the Minsk agreements, and we agree that both Russia and the Ukraine must fulfill all the obligations under these agreements.
Mr. Obama's remarks came as Moscow warned that the arrival of U.S. paratroopers to train Ukrainian soldiers could destabilize the region. A U.S. airborne brigade arrived in Ukraine this week to conduct a series of training sessions with the Ukrainian troops. U.S. and Europe have imposed a series of sanctions on Russia since its annexation of Crimea from Ukraine last year and subsequent support of separatists in eastern Ukraine. South Korea's point man on North Korea said Friday he expects to see progress in inter-Korean relations in the near future. Hong Yong-pyo told reporters his government will enhance efforts to improve ties with Pyongyang. Hong's comments came as the U.S. and South Korea both are about to wrap up joint military exercises that involve 200,000 South Korean soldiers and 3,700 U.S. troops. Pyongyang protested the exercises strongly, boycotting dialogue with Seoul, Washington, and Seoul, insisting the exercise is a deterrent in nature. U.S. Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar doing pretty good now, recovering from undergoing quadruple heart bypass surgery. That happened on Friday. Doctors say the 68-year-old former NBA star will make a full recovery.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis welcoming you to our third week of the month of April and Jazz Appreciation Month celebration. The theme on this edition of the program is In the Beginning, New Orleans, as we salute the birthplace of jazz. Yes, by all accounts, jazz was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. It was an international city, so people from all over the world came to that big port and brought not only the goods to sell, but also their culture, including their music. So influences from all over the world gathered in New Orleans, literally and figuratively, and the music that was born there became known as jazz. And one of the innovators, one of the defining artists of the music who came from New Orleans was the great trumpeter Louis Armstrong. Now, last hour we gave you a salute to Louis Armstrong and a few songs. Well, why don't we play from the man himself? He made his way from his original home in New Orleans up the Mississippi River and landed in Chicago, and what a great musical scene was there. He put together various bands, including what were known as his Hot Five and Hot Seven bands, and in that group, the great pianist who'd become a wonderful solo artist in his own right, Earl Father Hines. He joins with Louis Armstrong and the rest of the band for this 1928 classic, Sugarfoot Strut, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America during Jazz Appreciation Month, week number 3, our salute to New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz.
Just let me warn you, Sugarfoot Strut, let me afford you, there's an east tree down where the sweet gas grow. Sweet and low, ginger cake soup, round is the cookie, digger just too, even as sookie, fall in the ring, holler and sing, let's go. Yes, I'm from young and old, I dig them up cold, the ladder I'm rolling the coal. From is the side, good as the bodies and the whole band. Cinnamon roll, black as old Joe, brown is what Sammy, yellow is Flo, the gold is what Yammy, the trouble's a tub, let's do the Sugarfoot Strut.
Thank you. friends and family. Saw my baby lying there. He was stretched out on a long white table. So sweet, so cold, so fair. Let him go, let him go, God bless him. Wherever he may be, he can look this whole wide world over, over, and never find a sweet girl like me. When he died, I dressed him in straight lace shoes, a box back coat, and a Stetson hat, and put a $20 gold piece on his watch chain. So the boys will know that he died standing pat. Died, I dressed him in straight lace shoes, a box back coat, and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on his watch chain, so the boys know he died standing at. Hey, let him go, let him go, God bless him. Wherever he may be, this wide world over, you will never find a sweet girl like me.
Premier vocalists in jazz today, originally from Jackson, Mississippi, but she spent quite a bit of time in New Orleans, Louisiana, working there and soaking up the atmosphere and the style. That is Cassandra Wilson with the New Orleans classic St. James Infirmary from her album Loverly. Here on VOA's Jazz America, couldn't you just feel the blues in her voice and in that song, in its essence? Well, one of the great trumpet players in a long line of trumpet players from Buddy Bolden all the way up to today, Terrence Blanchard of New Orleans joins us now to talk about his hometown as we salute New Orleans during this third week of Jazz Appreciation Month in the month of April here on VOA's Jazz America.
You're from New Orleans, but you're back in New Orleans. You could live most anywhere you want to. I mean, Los Angeles has become a major center. New York, obviously, is what it is. Why back in New Orleans?
I had an interesting experience years ago. I was still living in New York, and when I would go home to visit, it just reminded me of why I got in the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'd been in New York and I'd been in the business for a while and I'd gotten wrapped up into that whole thing and, you know, wanting to make records, trying to develop my career, mm-hmm. but for the wrong reasons. And when I went home, I would drive by places, man, and I said, wow, I remember that I never cared about certain things. I just wanted to play. You know, I never thought about being a star or being famous. I really just wanted to play music. And I just wanted to be quiet, you know, when I came home,
mm-hmm.
And relax. And New Orleans seemed to afford me that. I mean, I could have moved to L.A., mm-hmm. but I didn't want to do that. You know, I really didn't want to do that. I wanted to go back to my roots and just be comfortable.
Mm. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? And I guess you do.
Hey, man, look, I was in college at Rutgers University. Doc Cheatham came to do a performance at the school, and he was playing with our band. And I was really homesick, man. And he sang that song,
oh,
and I was
Lord
on the bandstand in tears.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
The sound of New Orleans, old and new. We heard Terrence Blanchard from his album Choices with the New World.
and followed that with what you just heard from the great New Orleans multi-instrumentalist known as a clarinetist and saxophonist, the legendary Sidney Bechet with Summertime, recorded in 1939. Now, here's another of the great sons of New Orleans. We heard from his brother Wynton earlier. Here's Branford Marsalis from his album Crazy People Music. The song is The Ballad of Chet Kincaid on Jazz America from VOA 1. Another of the great sons of New Orleans music and one of the sons of Ellis Marsalis, the great pianist and educator as well. And he taught his sons, Jason Marsalis, Delfeo Marsalis, Branford and Wynton, their jazz lessons very well, did he not? Hope you enjoyed Branford from his album Crazy People Music. More of our salute to New Orleans coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently. It reads as follows. Hi, Russ. I would also like you to send me the 100-year brief history of jazz which you compiled. Thanks. Johnson Okwu Kamalu in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Well, Johnson, I would be happy to send that to you. As a matter of fact, I did send that very brief document which I put together, which just gives folks that maybe are new to jazz, maybe some of the younger people listening to Jazz America, thinking there's so many styles of music out there, and jazz is one that was born in the 20th century, and I was born in the 21st century, so tell me a little bit about it. That's a lot of what I like to do, is to get across a very brief point-by-point reference so that people have an idea of where jazz came from and where it is today. Well, where it came from? New Orleans, Louisiana. And I want to give you some music that marries the past and the present. It's a Jelly Roll Morton composition called Freakish. It's by one of the great active bands that's been around New Orleans for decades, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Beginning this set of music here on VOA's Jazz America, we'll dedicate this song to Johnson Okwu Kamalu from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
We'll be right back. Heal me my way right up, my burning light up. Yes, you will get ears to ear. Will that stupid dome me and turn you back on me? I got God's arms wrapped on about me. I got Jesus, Lord Jesus, and it's enough. He's my guide. I can feel him all rocking right by my side. I've got Jesus. That's enough. I've got Jesus.
That's enough, the name of the song. A little bit of that gospel feel, giving you an idea of the gospel heritage in the music of New Orleans. Recorded at the famous New Orleans, Louisiana recording studio Piety Street. That's the name of the album, too. Guitarist John Scofield came to New Orleans to play with some of that city's finest, and among them the great vocalist John Cleary, who sang that song that you just heard. That's enough. This is Russ Davis, and we're celebrating the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, on this, our third week of celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month around the world in the month of April. Another of the great musical sons of New Orleans is trumpeter Nicholas Payton. He joined me for this conversation about his hometown.
I know that a lot of the musicians from down there have communicated with me saying, tell everybody it's all right, come on back, it's safe, it's happening, you know. Maple Leaf and Snug Harbor and Tipitina's is, you know, we're cooking and Rock and Bowl is going on and there's music here and there's frivolity and the food's good and, you know, it's back. So come on back. But the thing that keeps eating at me somehow is that I almost feel like some of the economic powers that be decided they were going to create Las Vegas on the Gulf, and it was going to be Canal Street in the Quarter, and all the effort that could have been put into bringing the neighborhoods back to life and the people back to the neighborhoods just hasn't occurred for whatever reason. And the big loss is going to be the history of the place, in that all of that stuff happening in the backyards on Sunday afternoon with the fathers and the sons and the cousins and the daughters bringing their instruments and sitting around and making the new music of New Orleans on a daily basis, right there in their homes, right there in the Ninth Ward and all those neighborhoods that now are not inhabited, that's what's lost and it isn't coming back. And if it doesn't, then the real soul of New Orleans will be something for the history books. And it makes me shiver to think about that. Is that you sense that?
Well, I believe honestly we're in danger of that happening if we don't make a concerted effort to make sure that people who have been displaced have an opportunity to come back and make it easy for them.
Thank you.
From his album Into the Blue, Nicholas Payton, another great son of New Orleans music, the fine trumpeter with the song Fleur de Lis. And as you may know, New Orleans was part of Louisiana, and it was a French colony until it became part of the United States. And so that French symbol, the Fleur de Lis, is simply everywhere that you go when you're in New Orleans. This is Russ Davis, and I certainly hope you've enjoyed this salute to New Orleans. The great music from the Crescent City, the Big Easy, over the years from past to present. And here's just one more taste of the present sound of New Orleans. One of the great trombone players on the scene these days is a young man named Troy Andrews. He goes by the name of Trombone Shorty. Here with the great band Galactic is the song Tough Love, as they get together with this cut from the album From the Corner to the Block on Jazz America from VOA 1.
great New Orleans band Galactic and the great New Orleans trumpeter Trombone Shorty. Tough Love from the album From the Corner to the Block. This is Russ Davis. I hope you've enjoyed this musical salute to New Orleans, and I hope you'll join me next week for our final week of celebration of April Jazz Appreciation Month as we give you a look at the gala concert that is always part of Jazz Appreciation Month, International Jazz Day, and this year it's on the 30th of April in Paris. We'll talk to four of the participating artists, Diane Reeves, Al Jarreau, Wayne Shorter, and Marcus Miller, and hear music from them and other participants on the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?